Today is popularly known as Good Shepherd Sunday. Now, I have to tell you, I don't have much direct experience with actual sheep. I did once attend a Scottish Games where I saw a demonstration of sheep being shorn, and I learned how valuable they are, which explains why there are so many sheep in the world, over a billion, I understand. China has by far the most. But did you know that Scotland has more sheep than people? That's what a man told me when I visited there a few years ago. I drove up from England into Scotland, and I could see what the fellow was talking about. For hundreds of miles, there was nothing but pasture land, low stone fences, and sheep. I noticed that all the sheep had something like spray paint on them. Different flocks were marked with different colors to indicate, I suppose, to whom they belonged. Our baptism marks us as belonging to Christ, and that gives us special access to God. That's what Jesus is saying when he says, "I am the gate." The gate is fixed like a great truth and doesn't move except to swing open and closed. But Jesus is not only a point of entry. As a good shepherd, he is the focus of all our movement, leading the sheep from pasture to pasture. But we must consent to follow. As sheep, we can become complacent or just plain stuck in our religious and spiritual lives. We're capable of stubbornly resisting movement and change. Brandi Carlile, who headlined this year's Gasparilla Music Festival, captures the tragedy of being stuck in self-defeating patterns in her beautiful song, "The Eye." Carlile writes, "Really breaks my heart to see a dear old friend go down to the worn out place again." Shepherd leads us away from the worn out places. Belonging to Jesus means that he uses all his powers of love that he demonstrated in his life, death, resurrection, and ascension to lead his sheep into abundant life. Our gospel tells us that the sheep follow Jesus because they know his voice. So I think a key for us today is, if we want to follow Jesus, how do we learn to recognize his voice? For this, it may help to shift our thinking from ears as being the organ of physical hearing to our conscience as the organ for spiritual listening. It's there in our heart and in our conscience where we hear God and from where our responses begin. In that hidden place, the shepherd uses his tools, like the rod, which corrects when we do wrong, the staff that guides us into green pastures, and the sling, David's special weapon against the giant enemy Goliath, which protects us and gives us unlikely and amazing victories. Opening our conscience to God's voice is the listening skill we need. There are other voices trying to lead us astray. The text calls them thieves and bandits. They try to separate the sheep from the shepherd, tricking us by appealing to our self-centeredness and insecurities. These thieves sell us on the idea that we need something more than what the Good Shepherd can provide. More success, more power, more wealth, more pleasure, more of something for me. Other bandits taunt with talk of the sheep being worthless and undeserving of happiness altogether. Any distraction to separate sheep from shepherd will do. Any lie to rob us of our faith. If I find there is a gap developing between me and my shepherd, I've got to watch out, because there is a thief at work trying to lead me to a worn-out place. So how do we recognize the voice of Jesus so we can stay close to him? The answer is by practicing. Our passage from Acts reminds us that we attune our ear to the voice of Jesus first by praying together, second by worshiping together as we're doing today, third by studying the apostles' teachings together as we do at midweek Bible studies, Sunday school, and other fellowships, and fourth by breaking bread together at the Eucharist. I want you to know that the Eucharist that we celebrate today remains beneficial, even though we are not together in person right now. You are involved, even if you cannot partake. So then, prayer, worship, study, and Eucharist, these are the habits of the will that attune our conscience to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. I want you to notice how these habits are collective and not merely individual activities. That's because we need each other to share and test what it is we're hearing, to help discern the voice and where it's leading, and to warn of danger. That's the way Jesus designed it. He made the church to be his body at work in the world, animated by his spirit and voice. The irony is that this self-surrender and attention to Christ and to others actually leads us to becoming our truest and best selves. To become fully human, then, it turns out, we must act like good sheep. A good example of this, I think, is a man named Dag Hammarskjöld, a Swedish bureaucrat and the second Secretary General of the United Nations. Because of his commitment to peace during the Cold War, John F. Kennedy called him the greatest statesman of the 20th century. Dag was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize posthumously after he was killed in a plane crash in 1961 on his way to the Congo to facilitate peace negotiations. He left behind a fascinating journal of his reflections, translated into English by W.H. Auden under the title Markings. He writes, "I don't know who or what put the question. I don't know when it was put. I don't even remember answering. But at some point, I did answer yes. And from that hour, I was certain that existence is meaningful, and that therefore my life in self-surrender has a goal. End quote. This yes that Hammarskjöld speaks of is our response to the voice of the Good Shepherd, and it is a mark of the sheep who belong to Christ. He goes on, you dare your yes and experience a meaning. You repeat your yes and all things acquire a meaning. When everything has a meaning, how can you live anything but a yes? End quote. Incidentally, Dog had the most unusual nickname for the one who put the question, the one to whom he kept saying yes. He called him Slinger, recalling David, the shepherd king of Israel. There is refreshing clarity and simplicity in the image of the Good Shepherd and our vocation to be good sheep. In this anxious and uncertain time, we can rest in the knowledge that we belong to Christ, that He keeps leading us into green pastures where there is plenty. And because of Him, we need not be afraid. Our baptism already marks us as Christ's own forever. But might we also mark ourselves with a new yes? Yes to following Him and being transformed in the process. Yes to attuning ourselves to the sound of His voice through deep participation in the habits of the church. And especially, yes, to finding ourselves by giving ourselves away.
Let us profess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.